T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, we'll go ahead and get started here. Thought it was a good game. Obviously, we didn't get the result we were looking for. Great atmosphere. Hard-fought game both sides. That's a good football team. Give them credit. We've got to learn from some things that happened today to ultimately make us a better and stronger football team moving forward. And with that, we'll open up to your questions.
What are those things you think you need to learn from?
Well, we've got to get off to a better start, I thought. You know, better start offensively, into a better rhythm, establish the line of scrimmage. And then special teams-wise, you know, I thought Corey punted well, and there's times where I think he wants some of those punts back as well, just field position-wise. You know, we felt like because we didn't get into a good rhythm offensively early, field position was not in our favor early. You know, we had some short drives early. I thought our defense did a good job overall. It's a good offense, obviously. They made some plays, give them the credit. But obviously, we've got to look at the tape and continue to learn and grow.
Three of their four scoring drives, Coach, happened on short field. Yeah. How big a factor was that?
Yeah, that was big. That was big. Just like, you know, this is, like I said, it's a good football team. But when you have favorable field position, we have to do something with favorable field position. I thought we had a chance after the turnover there when we got the takeaway. And then they had some favorable field position in the first half in particular, and then some in the second half. I think it was in the fourth quarter also. They got the score there. So, again, give them credit.
What's your defense? It's tough seeing them in person versus seeing them on film.
It's a good defense, you know. It's a veteran defense. They've got Marcus Peters, who they traded for, Earl Thomas. You know, they got good players on that defense. They're ranked where they are for a reason. I don't think they surprised us at all. When you turn the tape on, they've played some good football, a lot of good football. And at the end of the day, we did not execute. Our fundamentals, throwing, catching, were not where they needed to be offensively.
What about the spark that Devin kind of gave? Your offense was kind of stuck in neutral there, but then second quarter, he kind of gives you a nice spark.
Devin, you said? Yeah. No, I thought we did some good things. You know, we gave ourselves a chance to go tie the game or go win the game, you know, towards the end of the game there. And again, I thought it was a hard-fought game, and we have to learn from it and continue to grow.
Sean, how do you evaluate Josh today?
Yeah, I mean, and like I said earlier, I thought there were some plays he wanted to have back, particularly early there, some throws. There's some times we could have helped him out, too. Josh is a young player. We had a couple young players out there, make some mistakes, drop some balls. Josh had a couple overthrows. That's all things we have to learn from. That this experience will help our football team moving forward.
Execution on defense, though, looked pretty sharp. I mean, for the most part. I mean, this is a team that averages 200 running, passing. I mean, you held them to half of that.
Yeah, I think they had 90-some yards in the first half, maybe, and then they came up with a big play that was, we busted. We had a lack of execution there, but overall, I thought our defense did a phenomenal job.
Sean, it's 24-7. You got a chance to tie it at the end. Are there any moral victories in this game?
No. I appreciate where you're coming from on that. But listen, where we are as an organization, the way we've built this thing and the progress we've made, our mindset is to go win the football game and to win every game. We respect every opponent, but. Maybe the first year, possibly, but where we are now in the mindset of our organization is we expect to win, especially we expect to win these games late in the year, and great environment out there. It's been a long time since that type of environment's been around here, and I'm happy for the fans, but I'm also disappointed that we lost the football game. There's no moral victories, but we have to learn from it and continue to grow as a football team and as an organization.
I don't have to tell you they're a heavy blitz team, but what did you see? What kind of effectiveness did you see when they're sending extra? It just seemed like it sped up the clock on your offense.
Sure.
Execution as a whole.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, that's what it does. They try and create. They created a number of negative plays today, and that's what they try and do. And you know, so give them credit again. They executed better than we did.
Sean, you know, you've alluded to it in Chris's question. You just didn't seem to find that offensive rhythm that we've seen in the past 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Really, is it a line of scrimmage thing? Is that where it starts, or is it basic execution?
Yeah, I mean, in fairness, I know you guys. You know, it's one of those things. As a coach, I need to look at the film before I really pinpoint, and I'll try and give you a better answer on tomorrow on Monday. In fairness to your question, so it's it takes 11 guys executing one play at a time offensively to execute it at the right level. Okay. All right. Thanks, guys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.